Well, should we begin our meeting? First order of business is, are there any citizen comments? All right, seeing none, I have no reports. Are there any reports of committee members? Bill Grady, I believe, emailed in, he was excused, and that was it.
And everybody else is here.
Any other reports? Approval of the minutes before you? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approved, and the first item then, resolution from the Sheriff's Department on exercise grants, and who's going to present that?
Hello, Mr. Chairman. Lieutenant Gilben with Emergency Management. Back before you, and members of the committee, to present a request for you to accept grant funds from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs in the amount of $18,501. These monies are to conduct a functional and a full-scale exercise in the active shooter in a school scenario for the county. My intent is to bring in a professional consultant and proceed through this evaluation exercise through 2015. The effort is began last year with a tabletop exercise, and want to follow it through because we see a huge benefit for all kinds of agencies throughout the county in this type of a situation, training exercise.
All right, very good, thank you. Discussion or more questions, whatever?
Good thing.
Yeah, I've been a part of one, very good.
It's unfortunate we have to say that. Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, have further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Quick question, if I could, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What school do you attend? Do you have any idea what?
There are a couple of options. We have an option already in the county, the old Trever School, but that is not locked in. My intent is to also bring in Kenosha Unified. I've already spoken with Joe Mangia, one of their safety committees, and they're thrilled, as you can imagine, they want to be a part of it. An effort like this, I've got to bring in as many entities in the county as possible. City Fire, County Fire, City Police, Kenosha Unified, and the county schools. It's an important event. You all know that we hear about these things occurring almost on a, I hate to say it, but almost on a regular basis now. And this is our opportunity to train for it, prepare for it, and be in a position to be ready to deal with it, so.
So, and you do this with an occupied school that?
The eventual full scale will involve an empty school. Hopefully, we try to do it from the summertime. And it's a scenario that's evaluated. It's a scenario that's timed and scripted. And everybody plays a part. And then we see how we function together. We see our shortcomings. And then we have an improvement plan. And that's where the consultants come in. They do a lot of that legwork and footwork. It means extensive documents that have to be complied with to be successful.
But when I say occupied, I mean you physically have students as part of the exercise?
Oh, yeah. Actors are brought in, usually volunteers. And from my past experience, I get enjoyment of dressing up, putting on the fake blood and the thing. I hate to be cavalier about it, but they do enjoy the experience. And it also tests, I didn't mention this, is the medical examiner. See, we're trying to bring in anybody who might have to deal with a situation like this. So, yeah, they do. We bring in volunteers, explorers, volunteer students, people from Citizens Academy, whoever we can get to play the part.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Any other questions or before we pass it, but anything else before Lieutenant Ben leaves? All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next item is also Sheriff's Department Drug Task Force grant, and that is being presented by Mr. Staples.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sergeant Horace Staples. I'm commander of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, and welcome to the rest of the county board. The resolution I have is basically to present monies from OJA, which is a multi-jurisdictional drug task force, CDOG, which is for the Southeastern Area Drug Operations Group, which includes Kenosha, Racine, Walworth, Dodge, and Jefferson counties. The amount of money that the entire task force received was $211,792. The portion that we have through Kenosha County is going to be $53,140. And this money is basically for training, overtime, equipment, and basically to help out other drug agencies. If they ask for specific equipment or personnel, we would actually go there to assist in their drug investigation.
All right, discussion? Yes, Mark.
This does not reference KDOG, right? So it only specifies the sheriff, Kenosha County's drug task force. Are they different?
No.
One and the same?
One and the same. CDOG is the Southeastern, that's the consortium.
That I get, I'm just trying to understand where the funds are going. So these funds go into the KDOG organization?
Correct.
But they're divided between all these counties, right?
The $211,000.
Oh, this is our share.
Our share is $53,000.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Yes, April?
Chairman, we have some papers that they did some redaction on in this resolution. It's page 8 and 9, or 9 and 10 in your current packet. If you could turn in the incorrect paper that has the names listed, and then replace it with these two that I put out at the table for you.
You didn't redact them all, though.
It says Kenosha County Budget Plan on top of that page.
There's still a name listed on that.
Well, that's how I got it from the department, and they asked me to replace it with that.
Office Associate.
I'll ask people to go through this one, everything that they actually report goes on to the board.
It's this one.
It should be our, I think I did that earlier.
You didn't need it.
Yeah, mine wasn't.
It wasn't in your copy anyways, huh? Copier missed it. It happens sometimes.
So what's the issue? These are members of the drug.
Hand me the ones that have the name, and then replace the ones that are in your pile.
They did?
Yeah.
She wants that one.
That goes in your packet.
That page.
This one doesn't have it, yeah. It's just the one because it's double-sided in your packet.
All right, another discussion. We haven't taken a vote here, but questions or comments?
Are we sure we want to release this when there's still a name on there?
That's...
Is that the original?
That's the office associate.
Yes, I can take it off the original.
Nancy will do that. Well, I'll put it off for signature and let her...
Here, take it back.
You can take that back.
Yeah, take it off.
All right, any other discussion we can take here? Detail at the end of the meeting.
Difficulties in redacting names, don't they?
I know.
All right, anybody else?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Further discussion, questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that passes, and we'll circulate the...
Thank you very much.
Resolution, thank you. We're moving right along here with the policy resolution for grants and donations. Everybody has that, and Joe...
We do?
Draft that, and respond to questions. But do you have any comments?
I don't have anything like that.
There's something.
I didn't get any.
Twenty on?
We are on the number 8.
Policy.
The donations policy, do we not have...
I didn't get it.
Never had it in the packet.
Donation policy, I didn't.
All right, I had one perhaps.
Could we take just a brief moment, and I could make copies for the committee?
Be nice.
Sorry. Maybe we could do some other business while we're waiting.
All right, sure.
I could just get the mileage voucher signed and distribute the bills.
All right.
Here's the mileage.
And Bob, under reports, do you have a personnel report?
I don't have a report.
All right, and the sheriff's overtime report was in the packet. Is there any other comments about that, Nancy?
No.
Anyone?
There's some copies.
Anybody want to discuss that?
All these things that were in the packet were in the packet.
All right, we can move on to that, but there's no questions or comments then about the overtime. Then we'll move right into the general fund with Al.
Was it on your desk? Oh, it is on your desk, okay.
Yeah.
Next month, we'll bring out in the closeout. this is my my initial thing now that we're starting to close the books, and basically I can go through the highlights, some of the things that are going to be positive in the general fund. The health insurance looks like it's going to be over $1 million again. We're going to make our vacancy adjustment. Sales tax came in at $677,000 higher. Child support revenue, and then we have some human services revenue, registered deeds revenue, motor traffic fines. We had $270,000 in reserves in the budget, and it looks like we're going to use close to $500,000 that we're going to have to put it in the highway department budget for the adverse weather we had this year. Otherwise, we've had bad weather this year. But basically, we made it through the year with the salt we have, unless we have a few more days, but we're going to have to replenish that salt before we get into next winter. Usually we go into the following winter with enough salt. The treasurer's revenue was down $150,000. Human services medical examiner autopsies was short. We had additional autopsies. Placements, we had a shortfall. Some of the sheriff's department revenues had slight shortfalls. The pharmaceutical expense and the phone revenue. Profit and loss on delinquencies is a it popped back up. We were seeing a decline in our delinquencies, and now we're seeing that increase. But for the most part, we're seeing the general fund, and this is conservative at this particular point, staying fairly flat. If you look at the bottom line, I'm showing a $41,000 increase from the prior year. I still don't know yet, because we don't have all the expenditures recorded, of what the actual expenditures are going to be at the 17%. So next month we'll be in with the closeout, and we'll have all of these things. But I believe we put this on the desk and we send it out, or we either put it on the desk or send it out to PAC every month.
Now, one thing I'll add is to give you a heads up on at our April 10th meeting, it will be the last finance committee meeting for this committee, unless we have a special meeting before the 15th. And we'll bring the annual floor up to, but this report will be pretty good by that time. A lot of these questions that you weren't sure of will be resolved, and you'll get a pretty good idea of the last budget, how that
But these are the big impacts of the positive and negatives. There may be a few other things. I usually try to capture those items over $50,000 that had impact on the general fund. There may be some additional entries to be made that'll affect this, but it's our best estimate at this time.
Good.
Mark?
I don't see anything in here on golf or sheriff inmate revenue.
We made the sheriff inmate revenue. Public Works is going to balance, and golf is going to have a small deficit of right around $30,000. But they're going to be able to balance that through a public works.
So the sheriff's department, the inmate, the federal inmate numbers, where are those?
We made the federal inmate. We made our revenue.
We made a small surplus.
I think it was like $65,000 surplus in federal inmate revenue.
All right, so that'll show up on here then?
No.
Not material.
Yeah. It's not material. I may show, I try to pick up those items over $650,000.
All right, so when you say sheriffs.
They had a deficit.
All right, but my point is this. If the deficit is going to say pharmaceutical, prison, phone, and Huber revenue, right, is causing the deficit, that 154, is it actually over 200 because you took 60,000 from? I mean, you've got to have it all in here so that we see.
No, because some of their surplus, they balance to zero.
Okay? That's fine. I get it.
Okay, some of their surplus may be up in health insurance, may be up in vacancy and their salaries. This is just a revenue item that came. This is some of the revenues or expenses that had major shortfalls. Or surplus. I didn't have any major surplus. The only major surplus I had was $65,000 in
Well, all right. I think that's a particular item that we ought to see on here. It's a point of discussion every year at budget time. And to me, $60,000 plus or minus, if you're going to show a 36.5 for profit loss tax deed property, I just think I'll be on here.
No, as we go through those, I try to pick up the ones that are 50 or more, or like the profit and loss, like you're mentioning, that's one that we try to highlight every year, because we don't really budget for profit and loss on, it's material to what we budget, profit and loss. But we'll gladly put those on there, but once I get through, Mark, I refine this every month, and I'll be sure.
And I heard you say that, I'm just bringing that one up, and I'm hearing that you'd prefer not to have it on there for some reason, so.
No, it's not that I don't, I just prefer, not prefer, I just didn't pick it up.
Further discussion, John?
Just the top three items, the big items there, are they within range of what we were projecting? The top three, the health insurance vacancy and the sales tax?
Since July, where I've been projecting, the sales taxes went up and down, the health insurances went up and down. Vacancy is really hard to project until year end.
Sales tax is picked now.
Sales tax, the sales tax is picked right now. It's right on.
I think the health insurance is pretty much.
On the dollar.
Okay.
What were the other ones you asked about?
Just the vacancy.
Vacancy.
Well, the vacancy is still, we gotta still analyze that a little bit.
Yeah, but that's pretty close, I would think. Okay.
Yes, Aaron?
The treasure revenue, what's the big drag on that one? And is that planned too low?
That's because if you look at tax delinquencies, and when we have tax delinquencies, okay, we collect the 18%, and our delinquencies went up. We were seeing a trend of seeing the delinquencies decline. And if you see my last line on here, $568,000 of delinquencies, our delinquencies increased. So our collections on delinquent taxes were down.
So it's related to the delinquencies, okay.
We do collect 18% on our delinquencies, so. I mean, it was nice, I think we had we saw 4 or 5 years of delinquencies increasing. Last year we saw our delinquencies go down, but this year they popped back up. And I'm not sure totally why, but hopefully we'll see.
People can't pay their taxes.
As long as you're talking about the delinquencies, how current is the number you have now?
That's a pretty good number that I have on
this. Up to how many, like a month ago, a week ago, or?
No, this is as of February 28th.
Okay.
Because that's as much as we can report. We can take the first 60 days of delinquencies and reduce it down by that and show it.
I don't know if it's going to change much.
Yeah, that one's not going to change.
And how often do you look at it?
We look at it monthly.
We look at it monthly.
The Treasurer's Department? Okay.
How do we look this year so far, 2 months in, you know?
Well, that was it, is we're through February, we have a delinquent, we have delinquencies increased by $568,000.
It's a big number.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Well, all right, then you really got me confused. What, if this is through February, why are we calling it 2013 general?
Because it's.
The county rules let us take the 60 days of the first into the next year and apply that to the prior year.
What we collect in the first 60 days of 14, we can reflect on the books as collected in 13.
So bottom line, you're anticipating an increase in the general fund by?
Pretty much flat. It was 41,000, yeah, but right now flat. I'm hoping that that's very conservative and that we end up in a couple hundred thousand positive, but right now this is as much information as I have until all the entries are in and we start closing things.
All right, so just to be clear, because I'm just trying to understand all the numbers. If, and I'm hypothetically, you've got a $30,000 deficit in golf, that would come right off of this 41,000. If that's the only.
No.
See, that's what I don't understand. So where are those numbers?
Where are those numbers? Well, basically, Public Works is going to come in, and we haven't lapsed Public Works. Public Works is going to come in with a surplus, but those surpluses are already taken into account here. They're really going to come in surplus. I was just looking today.
Where are they taken into account?
Most of the surpluses in Public Works and facilities and in parks came from the personnel costs. Health insurance and vacancy. Okay, that's where the primary surpluses came from in the Public Works Department.
Okay.
And we have to use some of that to fund some of the carryover for the gas, salt, and things that we have to replenish that we used in excess this early part of this year. We'll run short in 2014. So we're going to use some reserves to replenish some of those accounts. Does that answer it? Yeah. Because we pull out the big items like health insurance that the county board is focused on, and vacancy and some of the other big items. We don't look at it and say the sheriff's department was over in salaries or under in salaries. We look at the whole department and pick out these big elements that make up the biggest impact on increasing or decreasing the general fund.
Yeah. Further discussion on that? All right, thank you. Are we done with the reports here, Dean?
Are there any more reports that we could
invite? I don't have any.
Human Services, Treasurer, Register, B.
Those are just standard reports in the packet.
Nothing to focus on. All right. Joe, we'll go back to our resolution before you. As everybody had a chance to read that, just to preface, we don't have a policy now on donations. Many governments do, and Joe drafted this one.
Go ahead. That's right, Mr. Chairman. At the request of a couple of individuals, it seemed appropriate to put forward a...
Can I ask who requested it?
Conversations.
Yes. I don't know if Joe assumes he can't say that or not. Maybe that's why he did it. I asked for it.
But it was thought beyond the request that it's a good idea. In speaking with Mr. Geertsen, I think he's indicated that there have been some efforts in the past to look at something like this, and for whatever reason, they haven't gone forward. As of right now, as Chairman Rose indicated, I think the only policy that we have really is the one that covers donations to Brookside. This would, while not superseding any existing policy such as that one, would provide an opportunity when a large ticket item was being donated to the county, particularly an item that might have ongoing costs associated with it going forward, to provide the county board with the opportunity to pass either in favor or opposed to that, accepting that donation.
And the $50,000 number, how was that chosen?
The $50,000, defer to you?
Well, the number, well, $50,000, at least in my estimation, is a appropriate number when you look at what it encompasses. We talked about accepting a donation. There's a potential that a donation could be accepted that's going to require manpower or hours to operate it, right? I think someone is an example of a weed whacker, of course, and if you want to take it to the extreme, someone donates a weed whacker, you got to have someone at the end of the weed whacker to operate it. If you want to look at the, if you want to have a true cost of what that is, you've got to understand the operation side of it, inside of it, on top of it. So when that's why the resolution is worded the way it is. So that you factor all of it in. If you do that, $50,000 number could grow or could get you over that threshold pretty easily if you factor in the manpower to operate something. On the other side of the coin, you get a piano that was somehow left at Brookside that the county ultimately inherited that technically gets put on the books as a donation. I would suspect we could leave it sit in the corner as decoration. Wouldn't need to put a county employee on it as an operation. So you get, you know, then the whole number would apply to the asset itself. I think it's a good number. I think you get much lower than that, and before you could very quickly start dealing with some pretty small items.
Well, Mark, I guess it's materiality, right? I mean, this is a good number to control this issue from a material standpoint. Below that tends to have a much less material impact. So that's kind of I think the way you said it explained it well, but it's really materiality.
And just for point of reference, we've had this discussion over the past several months here, budget time, et cetera. I approached Mr. Gertsen, Wellness Corporation Council, and the county executive to say, you know, I think we need to do something. So as not to beat around the bush on the issue, of course, the impetus for the whole conversation is the armored vehicle. But not to make this a sheriff issue because it isn't. Not to make it a K-Dog issue because it isn't. There are many things that we discuss on this board floor that ultimately drive a policy change or ultimately drive a resolution. That happens to be one that I think showed a significant gap in policy here in Kenosha County, and then I begin to hear about donations that have shown up or things that have shown up at Brooks or Kemper over the years and potentially Brookside over the years as they have. Brookside's kind of codified what they're doing with their policy that they have in place, and I think it makes sense to have something countywide here that addresses the policy issue of donations and gifts. The last thing you want is someone to quote-unquote donate property to Kenosha County that we find out is, you know, worthless swamp or somehow problematic for us to take. There's any number of issues that could come. We do exclude real estate here, right? But I think it's a good seeing one that we see over the last several months that we got a bit of a gap in it.
Ed?
So someone can remain anonymous during this whole thing, or does that apply to any of this at all?
I guess I don't see any reason why they couldn't. I don't know that it was something we specifically...
Someone might not want to be known to donate whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. It doesn't change anyone's ability to donate.
No, I didn't mean it.
It changes our ability to... I'm just answering your question.
Yeah.
Changes, the only thing it changes is how the donation is accepted.
Or not accepted.
Or not accepted.
Yeah, you might reject it because you question the donor.
Yeah, and you could
theoretically.
You could do that anonymously, yeah. If you're anonymous or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is everybody satisfied with the 50?
Yeah. I'd like to comment. Right. I was, the thing says non-monetary and then not to exceeds $50,000.
Right.
Do we have to even name anything in there? I mean, can we? And we obviously did. I mean, I'd had a tendency, I went to the Corporation Council, called them up and got a copy of the resolution that we adopted back in 1977, the Max Kulik Fund, you know.
Was it bigger at the time?
Huh?
Was it bigger than that time?
I don't have a way to enlarge it on my computer, see. My printer is a cheap one. It only does, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, this is for Brooks?
Yeah, that's the one at Brookside that we adopted for the donation from him, and then that, in fact, I understand there's $100,000 with it right now, and so that was done as a separate resolution. I guess I'm wondering if we really need a resolution if something comes in. Do we have to name anything, or can we just say that if we decide that it may need to be accepted by the county, do we have to set an amount at all? I mean, it says non-monetary. Obviously, if somebody came in with $50,000 in cash, we'd take it. But I'm just wondering.
I could respond. I think this is a good policy.
I know. I didn't say anything about that. It's right. A policy.
I think it's a good policy the way it's drafted. And I think it permits. So should we have something that would require everything? No. I mean, you don't want every 10 or 20, every small item that's donated to have to be approved by the board. So I think 50,000 is where you could have something that would have a material impact on the county. I mean, so $1 million item definitely would have to come in, whereas before there was no language on a big thing like that. You know, 50,000 I think is a good dividing point. And then I think it's good to have a policy that states what we want to do rather than no avoidant policy. So, now we have policy that says if it's over 50,000, then it's not accepted until the board approves it. So, and And then you get into stuff under 50 where things are going on, like, I don't know, you can use emergency situations where we're borrowing sandbags from somebody, and, you know, we don't want to, of course, we could file an emergency order too, but we don't have to do that, you know. I mean, it keeps the basic functionality of things going without having to go through hurdles. I think the 50,000 is a good.
I have another question, is how often is this going to happen? I mean,
I don't think it's going to happen a lot.
No, no. So I was going to say that it was something that occurred a lot. You could just give it approval to the finance committee to accept it or something. But as long as it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah. And Ron, you mentioned the non-cash, and it's, if we get cash, we can accept the cash. But you can't spend it until the board approves it. So that's why you don't need policy on that, because we already have policy. You know, you can't do anything with if it's county assets until the board approves it. So it's really the non-monetary things. And really, you know, 50,000 is a good dividing line. And if you get some big thing, $250,000, $500,000, we have policy that addresses that. And so that we, if this is going to have some impact on us, we look at that before we take a thing like that.
Actually, she sent me a copy of the history, the book, you know, that your book sent me a copy. I don't have a computer that can make it any, but I could read it, okay. If yeah, I could read it, you
it
could.
Is readable.
You need a motion.
All right, any other discussion? Yes, Aaron?
The 50,000 is a reason, materiality. I think the resolution has merit. My one comment or question was, to me, though, I would like to strike the does not apply to real estate unless there's some reason why we're doing that. But to me, why? Well, that's a big long-term cost that we're going to be in the spirit of the resolution.
And I guess the thought process...
does not apply to real estate is what he's referring to.
Yeah, I'll take that part out.
The thought process we went through is, frankly, real estate probably should have a separate policy. There are going to be different issues that are going to deal with the state. That certainly is, I think it's a whole nother barrel of monkeys. There are different issues that would apply only to real estate. For example, as was mentioned earlier, if we have real estate that's polluted, if we have...
You're saying any amount then of real estate?
I frankly think we should probably have a policy on real estate regardless of the amount. It's just my opinion, right?
But that should be separate policy. I agree with the council on this one. And we can keep simple. Once you start commingling real estate, you're going to add complexity to a simple policy. This one will work really good for us.
The first draft of this policy, as Dave knows, was considerably longer and was much more complicated. And he and I put it together and said, you know, simple is best. And let's just try and sort of get to the heart of what we think the real concerns would be. So.
Further discussion? Seeing none, does somebody want to move its approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll distribute the documents for signature.
We're going just to follow up on the real estate item. Are you planning on drafting something on that?
I certainly can. Again, my understanding is that many years ago, Mr. Vosch made an attempt at drafting such a policy and met with some resistance. Certainly, it's something that I would have no problem taking another look at if that's the desire of the board and the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I would recommend that the finance director, that the Finance Committee direct Corporation Counsel to, in fact, draft a policy on real estate, acceptance of real estate. However, I would suggest that he confer with the county executive. If for some reason there is a reservation by the administration, I think we can report that back to the committee. We can go from there.
Is that a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Further discussion on the real estate issue?
Did we vote on the other one yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're circulating the
yeah, it's coming
signature page.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anything else on the real estate resolution, Director?
I can remember at times when we turned down real estate because it was it was bad. It was a bad deal. There was assessments on it and everything else. And the bank was trying to get rid of it.
I'm sure there's a lot of people wouldn't mind donating some real estate to
prime example.
Some didn't get a write-off.
Gas station.
Yeah.
Gas stations are a prime example.
As is where
contaminated ground, swamped.
Rolls and rolls.
Supervisor Frederick is the one that's being surrounded.
Ronnie.
Can you bring up this?
What about that other one? Is that just a copy or is that an original?
All the mitigation.
Do your homework, Ron.
Full service.
Full thing of gas with every sign up.
Did we vote on this yet?
No.
Okay.
Do that.
Other discussion? All right, seeing none of those. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That passes. That concludes our agenda, unless someone else has some other business.
Dave, did you have signatures on
motion
that?
Motion to adjourn.
That's in that book.
All right, is there second?
Yeah, no kidding.
Adjourn.
Second.
Anything else for the good
and
welfare
the motion?
Here? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
And Nancy has